First is a ruling by the Kansas Supreme Court that says the state has not been adequately funding schools. Complying with that could cost hundreds of millions of dollars and plunge the state budget back into the red. The second issue is when will Governor Sam Brownback step down and how will Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier handle things when he takes over? When Brownback was nominated for a job in the Trump administration in July, most people thought the transition would take place well before the end of the year. But the confirmation process has dragged on, and that has created some confusion about who's making policy and budget decisions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda.